Before we begin with our Pledge of Allegiance, we have the Scouts of Boy Scouts of America, Troop 120, and Scoutmaster Dave Nelson here. Mr. Nelson, would your troop like to lead the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. Okay, roll call.
Mayor Pruitt?
Here.
Mayor Pro Tem Holsclaw?
Here.
Councilmember Cavalieri?
Here.
Councilmember Todd?
Here.
Councilmember Bond?
Here.
Councilmember Steckler?
Here.
Councilmember Vignal?
Here.
Perfect. Okay, first up on our agenda is audience communication. And John Raymer wants to talk to us about city management structure. 3 minutes, name and address.
John Raymer, 831 148th Street Southeast here in Mill Creek. It's just a simple question. Because I do a lot of stuff with other cities and veterans organizations and things, I've noticed a strange difference between Mill Creek management and some of the other cities, and I'm curious as to what it is. I noticed that our city manager is an extraordinarily busy person right now, and he has no deputy. But Linwood has a deputy mayor, Bothell has a deputy mayor, Everett has a deputy mayor. All of the cities within 15 miles or so of here all have a deputy for the manager, and I'm just curious as to why Mill Creek doesn't. If at some point in the future we could, you know, just put something on the web page or tell me to shut up and, hey, this is why, I'll go away. I'm just curious, though, because it seems that the manager's very, very busy. He's short people. He could use a deputy, and that would be a perfect help for him. Just curious. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, John.
Anybody else want to talk to the council tonight? Going once, twice? Okay, with that, we'll move on to presentations, and we'll start with the second quarter budget report.
Thank you, Mayor. Ordinarily, these budget reports are tucked in as a report at the end that may be referenced. To the extent that Tara Dunford has been working the past number of weeks with her team on the first quarter budget report and have done a number of other things to bring us up to speed financially with our cash accounting, I think it would be a good opportunity for the council to hear from Tara in terms of where we're at with our second quarter, and then to entertain any questions the council might have. Thank you.
Good evening. I'm not sure how these reports have been done in the past, but I try and keep it fairly simplistic and look at it in terms of where we are relative to the biennium. So through June, we're 25% of the biennium. I just like to focus on variances from that as a starting point for discussion, and then if there's questions beyond that, we can dig deeper at the end.
Can you make that a little bigger so that people can see it? I don't know if we can do that. I can't read the numbers from here, but I have them in front of me.
Okay. See if Gordon can help.
Ooh. Can everybody see at least? I know you have it on the...
Is that a little better?
Thank you very much.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Does that look okay?
Oh, yeah.
There? Okay. Very good. Okay. So on the revenue side, general fund, we should be about 25%, and we're at 25.9, which is perfect. We're right on. The positive variance is mostly due to sales tax, which is coming in higher than budget, and property tax as well was budgeted a little bit conservatively, which is good. On the expenditure side, we should be at 25%. Again, we're at 24.8, so it's like we're right in line with where we should be on expenditures. The one thing that jumps out at me when I look at this, well, two things actually. The first is the legislative line item showing that we're at 55%. That is the Bob Stowe contract. So obviously the council approved that contract. It wasn't in the budget. It wasn't planned for. So we need to get that fixed during the mid-biennium amendment process, which is coming up. And then the other thing that's a little bit odd at first glance is the non-department line where you're seeing the 37.8%. This is due to a lot of one-time expenditures that come in at the beginning of the year, primarily our insurance payment that we make in January, and then some memberships and dues that that come up in January as well. So that will smooth out over time.
So, yeah, there's lumpiness to this. There's one-time things. There's a continuing flow of things. So some of those are like insurance is an annual payment?
Correct.
So are we, if you take into account the nonlinearity of the way the expenses are coming in, are we okay or did we under budget?
Yes, yes, okay. We're okay.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, everything looks really good budget-wise with a few exceptions. Like I mentioned, sales tax revenue is higher than we projected it, which is good. Your growth hasn't been as significant as some other cities and towns, but it is coming in higher than budgeted, so that's a positive. Licenses and permits revenue is a little bit lower than projected. That's not unexpected. It's pretty cyclical, and when we're looking at numbers through June, it hasn't captured the busier and better summer months yet. Passport fees is a real highlight for us, especially in the finance department. We've already collected 34% of our biennial projection, and we received dollars for the year, which is, or we're on track, I'm sorry, for $1 million in the biennium, which is great. Really unique for a city of this size to have that program up and running. The one thing I notice on the revenue side that's a little low is civil infraction revenue. It's somewhat unpredictable, so I'm not overly concerned about that, but I do plan on digging into it deeper and looking at trending and seeing if it's normal to have fluctuations the first half of the year versus second. I don't know the answer to that off the top of my head, but it is something that we'll look at and continue to monitor. Moving on to the special revenue funds. In the street fund, if you look at the revenue line item here, it looks very high compared to the 25%. That's due to a grant for $300,000 that we didn't budget for, didn't plan on getting, so that's additional revenue, which is a great thing to have. And we will incorporate spending of that in the budget amendment again, which is coming up this fall. The City Hall North Fund is right on track on the revenue side. Expenditures are a little bit low. Those budgeted expenditures include transfers out to fund roof replacement and HVAC replacement. We just haven't started those projects or made the transfers yet. It's not a budget issue, just a timing factor.
Can I ask a question? That $300,000 grant is a wash of what we're expected to pay, right? That's the grant for the study out here on North
Queen. It's Complete Streets money, I think, isn't it?
The note right there talks about TIB, which is Complete Street money for the RRFB.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Debt service fund, no activity yet due to the fact that principal payments are not due until December. We've just paid our one small interest payment in June. Moving on to the capital projects funds, looking at where we are relative to the 25% isn't as useful in capital project funds just because they aren't as steady as the operating funds in terms of activity month to month, but it can be useful to just look at where we are. REIT revenues are coming in higher than projected, which is really good. In looking at the first 6 months of the year, there's no one property or one sale that is driving that up. It's a really steady month-to-month, just a little bit higher than projected, and that's reflective of the real estate market right now. We did have some big payments come in later for third quarter that we'll talk about next time, but I need to get a little bit more info on those before I share it. Capital improvement expenditures are lower than you might expect if we're looking at the general capital improvement fund here, and that's due primarily to the Seattle Hill pavement project, which is happening in 2020. So nothing unexpected there.
You just revealed something here. It's probably really a question for the city manager for the public works folks. So our CIP had the Seattle Hill Road project in 2019, but we're not doing it until 2020?
Correct.
Grant money comes from the feds. Is it programmed? Are we going to get it obligated and spent in time for them?
Yes, we got an extension granted through WSDOT, and we're in the process of working with local programs to obligate the funds. They need to be obligated before December of this year.
And spent by?
spent by, well, it's an extension, so spent by next summer is when we start spending them. They're aware of those, that expenditure plan.
Okay. I'll ask you more about that. So you said WASHTAC, because this is federal funds, this is FHWA funds through PSRC, right?
Correct. And when we obligate them, we go through WASHTAC local programs.
Okay. Thanks.
Extension was granted through PSRC, though.
Oh, okay. Thank you. That makes more sense.
Looking at the enterprise funds, the surface water utility fund, when you look at the revenues at only 15.5%, you might be alarmed. It's okay, though. The revenue budget includes proceeds from long-term debt, which we didn't receive until July. So that fully accounts for that variance. The rate study that was adopted has been implemented. We're getting those rates, and the revenues are right on track. Similarly, the expenditures are very high because they include capital projects, which have not yet fully been completed. Internal service fund, the expenditures at 47.3% might look high. That's because we didn't include any 2020 asset purchases in the original budget. That's something that we are working on analyzing right now. So we need to figure out how much cash is available, what vehicles are planned for replacement, and more importantly, what ones need to be replaced next year. So we'll be bringing that complete project back to you as part of the budget amendment. The last slide is showing cash and investment balances as of the end of June. So you'll see we have just under $1 million in the cash in the bank. We aim for about $1 million just to cover day-to-day payroll, accounts payable. The bulk of our funds is in the local government investment pool right now, $15.6 million. And then there's $3 million in longer-term securities. It's interesting, the investment market is changing a little bit, whereas in the past we might have wanted to have all of our excess cash in longer-term securities. Short-term interest rates are actually higher than longer-term ones right now, which is a crazy world that we live in, but that's the way it is. Our longer-term investments, the ones that are, you know, totaling $3 million, the interest rate on those is right around 1.2%, which seems very, very low. The local government pool is paying around 2.5% right now. So it's interesting to look at those, but when they were originally bought back in 2015 and 2016, the LGIP was paying less than 0.5%. So they were really good purchases then, and over the life of holding them, we've made money and we've done well, but it just looks odd right now. And there is logic to maintaining everything in the local pool right now. The interest rates are better than going long term, so we'll continue to do that as these longer term ones mature. We'll just put it in the pool until the rates come back up. So not quite there. The rates got up to about 2.5 in June, and they've fallen down to 2.25, and I bet they'll go down just a little bit more, would be my guess. But yes, we're keeping an eye on that for sure.
Thank you.
Yep. That's all I had. I'd be happy to take questions if you have any.
Very clear. Good job. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you for doing this. This is an important role of the council. We're supposed to be reviewing this quarterly. We need to pay attention. We need to understand. We need to ask good questions. And so I'm glad to see. This is a great report. I'm glad we're hopefully back on track to be doing this on a regular basis. We've missed a lot. And glad you're doing this. Thanks, Tara. Good
through the chair,
presentation.
Mayor?
Yeah.
If I might ask Tara to just bring council up to speed as to, since you've hit the ground running here, what are the things that your department has been working on to bring us up to speed?
One thing is getting caught up on all of our reconciliations. So that was really the holdup to getting this report done, is with the absence of the senior accountant and the finance director, we hadn't had bank reconciliations done since February or March. So we got all of those caught up. A lot of the transfers and reconciliation processes that should have been done quarterly were not done for first or second quarter, so we got those caught up. And then my role right now has been really digging into the budget, understanding whether we have issues in certain departments or line items, and then starting to gather data for the budget amendment, which we're required to do even though you're on a biennial budget. We have to do that review and amendment process this fall. So our target would be to bring that back to you November 5th for first review, and then have one or two more meetings if necessary and adopt the final amendment early December.
This is a great report. Makes the decision we made to freeze property taxes to look like a wise one. Thank you.
A wise one after 6 months. We still have...
I'll take it.
Three quarters to go.
They'll take it.
Going back to the park capital improvement plan, does that reflect the $669,000 that the farm is paying for community parks and neighborhood parks? The impact fee, school mitigation, or the mitigation fees?
I do not have the answer to that off the top of my head. I can look into it.
Yeah, it looks like it's due with the issuance of the first building permit. I'm not sure if they've had a building permit issued. I know they've got the site plan work underway, but I'm just not sure if building permits been issued yet.
Building permits have not been issued.
Okay, so that yeah. so there will be another 669,000 coming in there. I agree with the comments up here. This is a great report. I just hope we find a way to publicize what's going on and that what is going on so the public is aware. I know it's part of the minutes, but there's not very many people other than a few that I know in the audience who dig into the minutes and read this stuff. So I'd hope we'd get out to the public what the current financial state is and that we're all doing a good job. We're doing our jobs up here, and you guys are doing your jobs down there. I think it needs to get out there.
Anybody else? Comments? Questions? Mike, you have anything to add? Oh, this must be good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tara.
Okay, next up is item C, small cap capital projects partnership, grant agreement between Snohomish County and the City of Milford.
Good evening, Council. Do you want me to just go straight to my cold?
Yes, please. I'm sorry. I was actually distracted by the podium. We've done a number of improvements in this council chambers, one of them cleaning up the wires along the floor. And as Gino's pulling it back, I'm realizing we need to do an adjustment on the podium so it slides easier. Forgive me. It's the old carpenter in me. Mayor, with the council's permission, I've asked Gina Hortolosa to prepare a small presentation on this.
Thank you, Michael. So this topic is regarding the Heron Park project, which is currently under design, and a what's called an SCPP grant that the city got from Snohomish County. It's a grant for $5,000. SCPP stands for Small Capital Projects Partnerships. We submitted a grant application in March, and a few months ago learned that we were successful. These funds would be used towards the design phase, which is the phase that we are currently in. We are working with a design consultant on the architectural design for the project, and so we can get reimbursed. Once the grant is executed, we can get reimbursed right away because it's for the design phase, which we're already incurring costs. As a general update, we're still on track and planning on advertising at the end of the year, and also started communications outreach with the Parks and Rec Board. We'll be presenting tomorrow night an update on the project and then later on with the HOA. Any questions?
I just got a puzzle. So they've got the 150 was a separate line item grant from the county for the park itself, but this was a separate thing. Just a planning money thing.
Correct. So this was just a grant application that we submitted. And it's separate and in addition to the $150,000.
Okay.
$150,000 has to go for play equipment.
Yeah, but this is just for general planning money works, okay?
Correct.
That sounds good. I'm just curious, counsel to the agency has a signature I don't recognize, but I assume that's somebody out of Scott Massall's office that said this was okay.
Yes.
Emily Minor.
There we go.
Emily Minor, I think.
I can read it now. It says Emily Minor. Thanks.
Okay, so we need a motion to authorize the city manager to execute a small capital projects partnership agreement with Snohomish County to receive up to $5,000 for the purpose of helping the city of Mill Creek fund the Heron Park play area upgrades.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Passage unanimously. Now we're up to reports. Again, I'd like to mention that the Economic Alliance elected officials reception is the 10th, which is next week. It's being held up at the Tulalip, so if you're interested, go. There's one other thing. If you haven't received an invitation, let me know. I'll forward mine. But Providence Hospital puts on a really good program. I've attended several. Mike's mm-hmm. attended several. This one, I believe, is mental health.
I can't remember. It's on
treatments and things that are available. I think the first one runs from 7 to 8:30, and then they have one like 11:30 to 1. There's absolutely no charge. I think they're giving free flu shots. So I will be going to one of them, but you know, I happen to think this is really worthwhile if you have time available. I think they do an excellent job.
Yeah, I agree.
Mark?
No report.
John?
I just have two items I wanted to bring up. One, I'm extremely pleased to see that I read on our online that the SRO position for Heatherwood has been filled, which I'm glad to hear. Kids have an officer now, and that's wonderful news. Thank you. Thank you very much for following through and making that happen. I look forward to completing the loop on that, hopefully, in one of our next meetings with regards to replacement and some of the issues that Councilman Bond brought up so that we can move ahead. The other one, I just want to make the council aware, I sent a link to our city manager for a proposed employment agreement, good faith agreement, between retired and reserve servicemen. This is a program that an organization has been doing for the number of cities around the Northwest, asking them to please support retired servicemen and also reserve servicemen. And in light of Memorial Day coming up, I thought it'd be great to take a look at this and see if we could, you know, set the example for a lot of businesses in our community to keep in mind to employ retired servicemen. And also the one that keeps getting forgotten a lot is the reserve servicemen who need our support as well. So I'm looking forward to is a review of that, and if we decide to move ahead, the ability to bring that to council and bring in some of the individuals from Everett to some servicemen to come in and sign the agreement with us. I think it would be a good sign of faith and support. And that's it.
Thanks, Vince.
Just real quick, Mayor. I guess a verbal pat on the back, Ms. Dunsford. That was a very succinct professional report update for the budget, and I appreciate it. It works well for me. That and just to all the staff that do the grant writing within our city, I love that free money stuff. Thank you for doing it and putting such an effort and emphasis on it. It's showing and paying dividend. Thank you.
Sorry, I just had the only thing I have to report is I went to a few of the focus groups yesterday for the Mill Creek sub area, and they're doing a great job asking really good questions, and I appreciate the different feedback from the seniors, especially helping to look at things in a different perspective. And they had some interesting things to say that they'll be reporting back to everyone when they compile everything. So that's all I have.
And there's another meeting tomorrow.
Yes.
At City Hall North at 6:30. I encourage a lot of people to come. Brian?
Just two quick things. I had the opportunity to go speak to two AP government classes at Jackson High School to talk about local politics last Friday. It was always fun. And I'll be attending the Housing Affordability Regional Task Force meeting on Thursday, and I'll report back on that next week.
Mike.
Thanks. I went to the Snohomish County Tomorrow annual assembly last week, and where we talked about the kind of a summary of what you guys have been doing on the HEART group, and it was a great interactive, they gave us a good presentation of what has been done so far by the group and some outside partners. A lot of good ideas. I think 50 ideas have been boiled down to like 38. They kind of ran through what some of those were, and then we broke up in tables and had a brainstorming session among the 14 different tables about what ideas people liked and other ideas they had, and I think that information is going to get summarized and taken back to the HEART committee next week. It was a good presentation. I think the slide deck that they used was quite useful when it comes time for you guys to report to us on what's going on. That slide deck they used last week was pretty good. So it was a good exercise. Like I said, 100 some people there, quite a few people from a lot of different cities, and quite a few people from other agencies and other people in the county. It wasn't just city folk. It was kind of a broad spectrum. It was great. Reminding folks that we're coming up on a short legislative session this year, so it would behoove us to think about what we might think is important for cities in general and for Mill Creek in particular on a legislative agenda. To get ready for that, the thing I like to do the most is go to the regional meeting that AWC puts on. It's October 17th. This year it's called Cities on Tap. The idea is to have it be a little more fun at a fun place. We didn't find a fun place to have ours, but it's going to be at the Linwood, over Linwood Embassy Suites. There will be beer on tap, I think, as part of this event. It's 5:30 to 7, and you can work through Gina or somebody on staff to get signed up, but it is a good opportunity to hear about what AWC does in general, and also hear from the lobbyists about what are going to be the big issues that are coming up. So that'd be kind of the first cut at it, and then the second cut is typically the SCC group, the Snohomish County Cities group. We'll take a bite at that apple and say, okay, what do we hear from them? What do we hear from our local situation? How do we, the cities, want to put things into the countywide legislative agenda? And that will happen at the Snohomish County Cities November meeting, which will be the third Thursday in November, which is the 21st. So you can put that on your calendar if you'd like to participate. But the city, in the past, we as a city have not spent very much time on this. I think it'd be great if we could reach out to Meade and Hobbs and Lovick and see if they would like to participate at some point, if we get a chance, or at least hear from them what they've heard. I know they, two of them held some town hall meetings that not as widely publicized as I wish it would have been. I didn't hear about them until after they'd happened, but I think that any opportunity we've got to talk to our legislators and help prep them before they go down to Olympia and do good work for us would be great. And the last one I want to mention is there's a lot of stuff that's starting to be in the news about I-976. The big headline is that for cities that have a transportation benefit district by which they're funding street preservation projects, there's 62 of them statewide who are pretty troubled by one of the potential impacts of I-976. It would eliminate that. And so you see quite a bit of that in the news. But there's also other things that impact cities, like the Complete Streets money we got from TIB would be in danger. The money we got that we didn't use, but that was through the bike ped program for the crosswalk that we decided not to do, that money came through those kinds of channels. And so there's lots of places where I-976 would have an impact. We as a council could decide to have a study session. We as a council, as a result of that study session, could decide to take a position or not. I am one person who would be interested of the seven of us and interested in having that discussion to at least talk about the impacts and then have a discussion whether we'd care to pass a resolution which would allow us to make a statement as a city. If we don't want to do that, you all can make individual statements to other people, but you got to be careful. You can say, I'm Mike Todd, or you can say, I state your name. I can say, I'm Mike Todd, believe this, but I got to be careful that we don't use city resources or take a city position unless the city has acted as a city council. So I would ask if others are interested, maybe the city manager will speak to that and decide if we want to have a future study session on that. That's it. Thanks.
Okay. Anything from you, Michael?
Yes, Mayor. We just have a real quick report from the chief reminding the community about coffee with a cop.
Yeah, an invitation to council and everyone. Thank you, Michael. Tomorrow is Coffee with a Cop. We will have, we'll be invading three locations tomorrow from 7:30 to 10, the Starbucks on Main Street, the Starbucks on 132nd, and if you want a special treat, you can go to the drive-through Buffalo Espresso at Saddle Hill Road, 35th, and there will be police officers inside greeting you and handing you coffee. They will not be making coffee. handing it out the window.
What will they be wearing?
They will be wearing their police department. A little bit of an apron, perhaps. I wanted to report that last Friday, members of your police department participated in the Chamber of Commerce golf tournament. There was a team that included myself, the deputy chief of police, and a couple other folks, and a team of much younger police officers, and I have to say that youth and energy did beat out old age and treachery last week. So no good news to report. We did come in just about last. But the police officers did a fine job. So it was a good golf tournament, other than it absolutely poured down rain and thundered and lightning the entire time. It was like seeing out of Caddyshack. But we had a good time. So come down and see us tomorrow at one of those coffee establishments. Thank you.
And what are the hours?
7:30 to 10.
Okay. Any other audience communication?
Carmen Fisher, 14623 Main Street, apartment B101, Mill Creek.
Just real quick on the legislative priorities, I just want to put a bug in your ear. I would love for Mill Creek to advocate for Washington to get delivery services for marijuana. I think it's absolutely correct that those businesses wouldn't work out that well in town, but it's difficult for seniors and disabled people who are the people who need as medicine these things to get out and get it. And my thought is that delivery would help them and also maybe give us access to some of those sweet, sweet tax dollars that we're missing out on. Thanks.
Anybody else? Going once, twice? Okay, with that, if there's no disagreement, we'll go ahead and adjourn. Thank you very much.
Incredible.